Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, a brief point.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Madam President. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. As we celebrate our Irish heritage today, I'm kind of missing Senator Kibbe and Kay, who for the entire time I've been in the Senate, be on the floor this morning, decked in green and encouraging us all to be Irish for the day. And so, Jack and Kay, if you're out there watching, happy St. Patrick's Day from all of us here at the Senate. Madam President, yesterday Governor Branstad had a lot to say about the Orascom, the worst economic development deal ever. Unfortunately, if the news reports are accurate, much of what the governor said was inaccurate. Among the many and interesting things the governor said, I only want to address 2 points this morning. One, the governor accused me of complaining about Lee County getting jobs. Wrong, Governor. I have consistently supported the fertilizer plant and the jobs in Lee County. It is the waste of more than $100 million of state incentives that I oppose. Two, Governor Branstad also said I oppose using the bonds to build the plant, either because doing so would have been stupid or because I wanted all the bonds for Iowa City. Wrong and wrong, Governor. I am all for using the bonds for the plant. Anytime the federal government wants to give Iowa money, I'm for it. And if you want to visit about Medicaid expansion sometime, I'm happy to do that. Here's my point about the bonds. Governor, something that everyone in this chamber surely could have told you, the flood disaster bonds gave Iowa $300 million advantage over Illinois from the start. Your mistake, Governor, was giving away more than $100 million in state tax dollars after Orascom got the bonding. That's what makes the Orascom deal the worst economic development deal in state history. Here's the most important thing we learned yesterday. Governor Branstad still doesn't understand what went wrong with the Orascom deal. That should concern each and every Iowan, because until Governor Branstad understands what went wrong with Orascom, we are all at risk of watching him suddenly announce a new economic deal, one that has that will be even worse than the one we just have experienced with the worst economic development deal in the state's history. Thank you, Madam President.